hey there. I see we're neighbors for the work trip, huh? Perfect. I can keep an eye on you to make sure you aren't misbehaving. The company really got us a gorgeous hotel to stay in, don't you think? Have you managed to check out the hotel yet and all the facilities it has to offer? No? Oh, well, I've seen the pool. That was probably the first thing I went to see, and it's absolutely stunning. It has a beautiful view of the beach as well, so I really recommend you go see it once you have time tomorrow. You really gotta make the most of this work trip, because it's not often there is a work trip in such an amazing place like this. So that's why I really want to know, why are you heading back to your room so soon? You're missing out on the welcome party down in the lobby. Hey, I'm not there because I'm the boss. I have to be up bright and early in the morning, unfortunately, to get all the PowerPoints set up and ready to go. It's going to be all about statistics, so I really recommend you have as much fun as you can tonight. You're tired? Really? But we only just got here. Oh, that is such a shame. Oh, I never really looked at you as someone who doesn't enjoy a good party, huh? But I guess since you're tired, I understand. It is a shame though, because the food is really good out here. Are you sure you really don't want to join your coworkers? Oh, I understand. But it is disappointing, though. You're a really hard worker, and I appreciate all your efforts you do for the company. So if I had to choose anyone to have a good time, it would be you. Actually, if you aren't too tired like you say you are, but you want some quiet company, you can come into my room if you'd like, and we can spend some time together, you know, for business. I don't mind at all. It's my invitation. I have a nice bottle of wine in there too, if I can tempt you with that. Resisting temptation isn't exactly your strong suit, is it? Of course, I can't exactly blame you. I can be very convincing. How do you think I get so many good business deals? Nice young men like you can't resist a beautifully aged bottle of wine with a beautifully aged woman, even if she is your boss. I really don't bite. Come on, what are you waiting for? Don't be nervous. Come right in. Excuse the mess, sorry. I didn't really unpack properly. Just ignore the pile of underwear. How embarrassing. I should have thought about that before I invited you in. So take a seat on the chair that doesn't have a pile of clothes on top of it, of course. And let me pour some of this wine for you. Maybe this Merlot can convince you to forget how much of your bossy's lace you just saw. Cheers. Your leg is shaking. Have you never had a drink with your boss before? I mean, like, I'm just a normal lady who puts on a professional front. But technically, this isn't work, so I can let my hair down, and you can as well. I see the way you're sitting. You look a little tense. Just relax, okay? It would actually be nice to spend some time with a member of my staff on a personal basis, especially one of my most valued members of staff. It would help to just see me as a normal person who wants to have fun, not some scary boss that some people think I am. You know what I mean? We are all normal people outside of work. So let's try to get to know each other a little, yeah? What kind of hobbies do you have? Oh, really? Do you like gaming? I never took you as such a gamer, huh? I wonder if it will surprise you that I also like to do that from time to time. Yep. I've played all the Dark Souls. I'm a self-proclaimed veteran. What else do I like? Well, there's a lot of things I like. Gaming. Working out. Sharing drinks with attractive men. The usual stuff. But regarding hobby, you know what? I can't even think of any other hobbies I have. Because of work, I just realized I don't have time for anything at all. A break? You're suggesting I take a break? Oh, honey, I can't possibly do that. Unless you are suggesting a break where I strip off and you massage my whole body or something, that would be a nice break. But I have a feeling the company may crash and burn without me around. But I don't need to worry about that with you, though. Having you around is great. In fact, I think that if anyone around here deserves a break, it's you. Why do I think that? Well, you're always way ahead of everyone else on the work side of things. You have very good timekeeping skills. And you're easy on the eye. So what more can a boss like me ask for? Sorry if that sounds really inappropriate. Today, we are outside work hours, right? So we can be open with each other. But I also think it may be a bit of the wine, too, that might be making me feel a lot more confident than usual to come out with that stuff. What about you, though? Still afraid to drink around your boss, huh? You haven't been touching your wine. Oh, please, I insist. Please, I beg for someone not to see me as some strict boss that you can't do anything that's not work around me. For once, please, I'm begging. Can I be treated like a hot woman on holiday? Just talk to me like you normally would like with anyone else. That's what I'm talking about. That wine isn't expensive at all, so you can sip every drop out of that glass. It's really nice, right? And you know what? There's plenty more bottles that came with my hotel room. And it would be a big shame if a single lady like me had to spend the night drinking all by herself in this lavish hotel? Would be a waste. And I mean, the bed has plenty of space if a guest was to stay over after a few. Oh, you know exactly where I'm going with this. You're far from stupid, honey. I want you to spend the night with me and share a bed. I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to, but, well, I didn't want to say anything until now, but I've always noticed how you look at me from across the office. Even every time I talk to you in the workplace, you blush. And maybe I didn't read the signs right. But from my point of view, it looks like you're really attracted to me and just too shy to say something. And you're a very good-looking young man. And I've never wanted to say anything either to you because, as you know, that would be very unprofessional of me, especially with the employer-employee dynamic. So let's use this time together to explore these feelings. What do you think? Did I completely misread the room and you're going to straight up avoid me and search for a new job after this? Or do you want to spend this night with me? I knew that would be your answer. And we both know that we need to relax after all. So maybe we should go to bed now and help each other with that. Well, since the wine may have calmed your nerves a little and made us more confident to talk to each other, I was thinking maybe we could rub each other down. You know. Like a back massage, maybe. Then, are you just going to sit there, or are you going to join your boss? You're going to have to take your clothes off for me, though. Well, I can't massage you that well if you still have that shirt on, can I? And besides, no clothes are allowed in a clean bed, so I'm going to have to take my shirt off too. Do you mind? Lovely. We can just dump our clothes on the floor there. Is it a shock to the system to see your boss not wearing a white shirt and pencil skirt for once? I can also say myself that I'm very impressed. I never expected your body to look so nice under all those checked shirts you wear. Aren't you a handsome thing? I can't wait to get my hands all over your body. So get lying face down on the bed right now, honey, and I'm going to rub you down. It's so nice of the hotel to give us all these different types of lotions next to the bedside. Very thoughtful of them. Handy that they have massage lotion right here for your relaxation. Hey, it's what you deserve. You're my little hard worker. So just melt into the mattress and enjoy your time with me. Don't think about anything else. That's it. Good boy. Just relax. You're in good hands. Very good hands, huh? My soft, warm, wet hands. Kneading into every centimeter of your back. You aren't going to tell anyone about this, right? No, of course you won't. Of course. You're a good employee. The best employee. You wouldn't want the board to find out that we've been enjoying our time together, would you? They'd be so upset. They might fire you. Hell, they might fire me. And then we wouldn't get to spend time together at the office, would we? Oh, well, you've got a real tough spot here. Let me work that out for you. And wouldn't it be a shame if you got fired right after getting your nice new promotion? Well, of course you're getting a promotion. You'll be in the office right next to mine with a nice new salary too. Wouldn't that be nice? No more hourly wage. A proper, handsome, salaried man. You've more than earned it, hon, with your performance at work. I was gonna tell you when we got back, but now seems like a good time. Why not make your evening even nicer with some good news, am I right? Oh, sweetie, all that tension just completely left your body. I take it that you accept the position then. That's right, of course you do. So relax. Relax and enjoy your massage. My newly promoted good boy. You deserve it. Relax. Oh, I love hearing that noise. You just enjoying it. I can tell it's been a while. Or if this is your first time ever getting massaged. Don't you feel so much relaxed now, hon? I'm glad I was able to do that for you. Do you want to sleep now, or are you still feeling awake? I don't want to sleep now either. I'm just really enjoying the moment now that I don't want it to end. You too? Well, if you still have some energy left in you, how about we try some of the